Never lend money to friends. You've heard that, you know, wisdom for years. Sounds kind of like reasonable advice, right? But what about lending to strangers? Better? Worse? I don't know. A new financial technology startup is looking to disrupt the traditional lending model that we've seen for hundreds and hundreds of years by helping Canadians to lend and borrow from each other. Joining me now is Marc-Antoine Kaya. He is the CEO of GoPeer. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on the show.
What is GoPeer and how does it work?
GoPeer is a financial wellness company that makes responsible lending accessible to everyone. We essentially connect everyday Canadians like you and I that are looking for a loan with Canadians that are looking to invest in a true peer-to-peer lending model.
And who is your target borrower? Like, who would be interested in this versus going to the bank? Are they people who are having a tough time getting a loan somewhere else?
We see really a wide range of borrowers. There's a lot of people that are interested in our platform because we can generally offer better rates and faster transaction process than the traditional lending model. And there's also a lot of people that are interested in the fact that or the benefit of knowing that the interest payment are going to real Canadians rather than banks.
Who's your target lender?
We see a lot of people interested in the monthly passive income and portfolio diversification aspect of the platform. It's very easy and intuitive to use. So we see a wide range of individuals. It can be some younger people with that are just starting investing and they like the product because it's an easy to understand investment. And we also have some highly sophisticated finance professionals that come to our platform to diversify their own investment portfolio.
What sort of a return can lenders expect?
It really depends. Whenever you invest, there's always a risk. And our job at GoPeer is to appropriately reward the investors for the risk that they're taking when they invest their money. So the rates at GoPeer starts at about 7% and can go up into the 20%, depending on the risk profile. I'd say that our average rate is about 15%.
And is it true peer-to-peer? So am I, you know, obviously there's a technical interface here, but is my $1,000 going directly to a borrower who needs $1,000? Or am I putting $1,000 into a pool, which you're then loaning to a whole bunch of different borrowers?
So the way it works as an investor, let's say you want to start with investing $1,000. You don't need to lend your $1,000 to one person in particular. Rather, you can invest in a fraction of the loan. So you can invest just $10 to one person and diversify across 100 different borrower loans. So you invest $10 to one person, $10 to another, and so on and so forth. So your $1,000 is well diversified and spread across many borrowers.
Certainly, you know, I appreciate that you talk about the risk reward continuum there, and the higher risk, the higher return the lender would want to receive for that risk. How do you assess that risk? Because a bank would, you know, there'd be a credit score, there'd be employment history, there'd be a bunch of stuff like that. How does it work on GoPeer?
That's right. So GoPeer has a rigorous and proprietary system that will underwrite the loan using technology. We draw from various sources of information. We do use a credit file. We do use a credit score. We also like to look at historical banking and behavioral data. And our algorithm will on the fly establish creditworthiness of the borrower.
One of the things you talked about in a video that I saw online is how the banks have done this for centuries and how they make money based on the spread. You know, I have leave money in my savings account, they loan it out, and they make money on the difference effectively. How big a spread is there with GoPeer? How do you make your money?
Oh, that's interesting. So the interest that we charge on the loan is paid directly to the investors. So GoPeer, we keep a 1.5% fee from the investors, but all the remaining component is paid directly to the investors. So we're not incentivized to charge higher rates to borrowers. We're really incentivized to charge what we think is fair for both sides of the platform. And the servicing fee that we charge is a fixed 1.5% fee that's paid for by the lenders on the platform.
Why do you think peer-to-peer lending in Canada has not really, really caught on yet. There aren't a ton of providers. There have been some that had, you know, opened up shop and closed down shop. Why hasn't it captured the attention of the borrowers and the lenders to the extent that it's become a big business?
Yeah, so peer-to-peer lending is popular in other global markets, including the UK and the USA. In Canada, it has been lagging primarily because of the legal aspect of the model. We operate in a highly regulated business, and GoPeer were the first of its kind. We're the first to have received approval to operate that model between individuals across Canada. So we enable ordinary, everyday Canadians on both sides of the platform to connect and borrow and lend from each other. And we're the very first company to have received such license to operate that model. It took us about 2 years to go through the regulatory process and obtain all the necessary licenses to operate that model.
Now, there's a risk here. I mean, obviously, if you're going to earn a return of between 7 and 20%, you would expect that there's a higher risk than you would take if you put your money in a high interest savings account, which is backstopped by the CDIC. What is the number one risk that you would want every lender to fully internalize before they put money into your onto your site?
That's right. So whenever you invest, there's always a risk. The number one way to mitigate the risk when you invest through GoPeer is to build a well-diversified portfolio of loans. So rather than investing all your money in one borrower, we've built a technology where you can invest as little as $10 per borrower. So with little upfront capital, you can build a well-diversified portfolio.
Interesting. Where is GoPeer in 5 years? If this vision unfolds as you would love it to, what's 5 years look like?
Well, regardless if you're a borrower or an investor, our goal is to help you achieve your financial goals. So in 5 years, we would love to continue helping Canadians. On one hand, our ultimate objective is to refinance more expensive loans. Whether you carry credit card debt or you want to consolidate your debt, our ultimate goal is to refinance or consolidate your debt at lower rates to lower your monthly payments so you get out of debt faster. And eventually, you can become an investor on the platform and help others do the same.
Interesting stuff. Well, thank you, Mark, for joining us to talk about it.
Amazing. Thank you, Bruce. And if you're interested to try the platform, you can go online to gopeer.ca, create an account. It's free and you can poke around. And if you like it, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Mark Antoine Kaya is the CEO of GoPeer, a peer-to-peer lending operation.